This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. وأشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به جل وعلا الغمة فتركنا على البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. فصلوات الله وسلامه وتبريكاته عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن صار على نهجه إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted mankind and the Muslims specifically many parables in the Quran. Parables, if which we were to reflect, we would be amazed and astonished. And with these parables alone, if one were to reflect upon them, it would increase one's iman and increase one's faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the most beautiful of these parables is the parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives for the most beautiful of words. The most beautiful of words through which we enter into Islam. The most beautiful of words through which we feel tranquility and harmony. The most beautiful of words that through them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us entrance into Jannah. They are none other than La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this parable in the Quran in Surah Ibrahim when He says, after A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and have you not seen how Allah gives the parable of a beautiful word? He gives the parable of a beautiful word, like that of a beautiful tree. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتْ, whose roots are firmly grounded. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, and whose branches are heavenly and highly in the air. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا, and it gives its fruits at all times by the will of its Lord. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives parables to mankind so that they may return and reflect. Brothers and sisters, this is the parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows for the believers. This kalima of iman, this shahada that we say so often, several times a day, this is the parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives for it. And like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions at the end of these noble ayat, that it gives its fruit at all times. So brothers and sisters, let us take a moment and reflect like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from us. And reflect upon these fruits of iman. Firstly and foremostly, the greatest of blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows through this parable of iman, through the shahada, through the kalimatul tayyibah, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows these people to enter into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of Surah Al-Kahf, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who believe and do righteous deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon them. Will descend upon them what? He will descend upon them جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, the highest of paradise, the best of paradise. Now, what is this paradise that we speak of? Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in describing Jannah, how did he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describe it? He said, Jannah is filled with rivers of milk and honey, whose taste will never go spoiled. The cups around them are like the stars, yet they are made out of pearls. The houses are made out of pure silver and diamonds. The food of Jannah is anything that you desire, and its fruit, not only will you not have to pick it from the trees yourself, but rather you will have people serving it to you, and its taste will last for an eternity, and you will eat till you're filled, and you will not have any foul odor from the food or any excretion from it after. This is how Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes Jannah. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in talking about the people of Jannah, He says, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ, that they will have every single thing that they desire, and we will still have more to give them. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes and talks to the people of Jannah, that they will have everything that they desire, and we will still have more to give them. So now imagine, everything that you may have wanted in this dunya, but you were patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you wanted it in a halal manner, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't ordain for you to have it in this dunya. You will have it in the akhirah. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you live and die with iman. Now these are the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives for iman in the akhirah. But how about in this dunya? What are the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us? From the blessings of iman in this dunya is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to feel peace and tranquility. He allows us to be in harmony with ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whoever does a righteous deed, and whether he be male or female, as long as he is a mu'min, then we shall bestow upon him a good life. A promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often do we feel congested in our lives? How often do we feel restrained and restricted in our lives? Yet through iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the dunya for us in as constrained a situation as we may be in. But when we return to our iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He opens the dunya up for us. The tightest of places become the most vast of them due to our iman. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us how to obtain that peace and tranquility in our hearts. It is through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is only the people of iman who will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, that it is indeed with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the hearts find rest. So now, when each and every one of you, during your lives, you will hit a slump, you will hit that bump on the road, and you will reach a time of predicament and dilemma, and you will not know where to turn. But remember, and keep in the back of your mind always, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who allowed you to get into that predicament, and it is only Him who will get you out of that predicament. Now, the times that we live in, where Muslims are being oppressed, they're being killed, they're being tortured, what is our recourse? What is the solution to this? The first solution, before anything else, is turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the only way that we will be successful in this dunya. Now, how about those people who forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is their recompense? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taha, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّي لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in these ayat, and those people who turn away from my remembrance, then for them is a life of hardship and congestion. And they will be raised upon Yawm al-Qiyamah as someone who is blind. And they will say, Oh my Lord, why is it I have been raised as someone who is blind when I was able to see in the dunya? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, that thus our ayat, thus our signs and proofs and verses came to you, and you neglected and you turned away. So thus, today you shall be neglected and turned away from. Subhanallah al-Azim. Brothers and sisters, will you not cherish your iman then? Will you not turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember Him at all times? For which one of us would want to be in such a predicament? That he shows up on Yawm al-Qiyamah thinking that he had done good, thinking that he had fought in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking that he had done what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala required of him. But as in actuality, he was heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, at the moment where he is most in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns away from him. Which one of us would want to be in that predicament? So brothers and sisters, seek recourse through your iman and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, from the blessings and benefits of iman is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He grants honor and respect through this iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mujadalah, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He raises in status and in rank those people who come with iman and those people who have been granted knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises these people in status and in rank. So now when we look at the situation of this dunya, and people often complain that why is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam not dignified and honored and respected as it once was? Then know for a fact and a surety that it is due to a deficiency in their iman. And when the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam turns back to their deen, this is when the ummah will become honored and dignified once again. Brothers and sisters, let me remind you of a beautiful story that took place between Umar ibn al-Khattab al-Faruq, the second Khalifa of Islam, and Abu Ubaidah Amir ibn Jarrah, whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam described as the Amin of this Ummah. Abu Ubaidah and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma were going to Al-Quds. And Abu Ubaidah, he looks towards Umar and he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, why is it I see you in such raggedy clothes? Your clothes are filled with patches and they're dirty. Yet when we look at the kings and the emperors of the Romans and the Persians, they're dressed in the most loftiest of clothes. Are you not most deserving of this, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? You're the leader of the believers, so should you not be an exemplary? To which Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, those words which were worthy of being written in gold, and not only should they be written in gold, but they should be engraved in our hearts and in our minds. He said, Ya Aba Ubaidah, had it been other than you, I would have struck you with my sword. For indeed, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَإِذَا ذَهَبْنَا نَبْتَغِ الْعِزَّةَ لِغَيْرِهِ أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهُ. That indeed we are a nation whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted honor and respect through Islam. And when we go and seek this honor through other than Islam, this is when Allah disgraces us. And brothers and sisters, is this not the situation today? People think that by buying the houses of the world, and by hoarding up money, and buying the nicest of cars, and investing their money in the biggest of businesses, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them honor and respect. But brothers and sisters, this is not the case. The most honored and respected of us could be the poorest and the weakest of us. But he is strongest in his iman, and thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him to such a status. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam died, what was his state? He had not a dinar to his name, he had given it all away. in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to his family, to the poor, to the weak, to his slaves. He gave it away. And this is how he sallallahu alayhi wasallam died. Yet, in this state without money, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise the rank and status of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? To which even the disbelievers testify to his greatness. How often do we hear of the 100 most influential people of this world in history? And who was at the top of them? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who died without a dinar to his name. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Muslims need to keep in mind today. That the solution to all of your problems is turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not in following the traps of this dunya. And likewise, from the benefits and blessings of iman, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause us to have a surety in times of difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in these ayat, O you who believe, O you people of iman, seek assistance through patience and through salah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the people of iman right from the beginning. And he says, do not say about those people who have died in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they are dead. Nay, but rather they are alive, but you do not perceive. And indeed, we shall test you. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, remember he's addressing the believers. He says, indeed, with a surety we shall test you. Right? From something out of fear. And a deficiency and a shortcoming in your wealth. And likewise, a deficiency in the crops that you grow. And in your physical emotions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you in them. Right? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ends off by saying, so give glad tidings to the patient. Now from these people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests, who are those who have patience? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to describe them by saying that those people who when they are afflicted with trials, they say, indeed to Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. Now how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recompense these people? أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. That these are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His blessings and mercy upon. And indeed, it is these people who are guided. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us through these noble ayat that any trial or tribulation that you may face in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find you a way out. He will find you that light of the end of the tunnel. If you just have trust and faith in Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find you the way out. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Al-Talaq, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And he who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find him a way out. And he will provide for him in a manner that he didn't think possible. And then after hardship, he will grant him ease. And this is why Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that amazing is the affair of the believer. Amazing is the affair of the believer that if he has tried, he is patient and he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he is in a state of prosperity, he likewise thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us through iman. And the blessings are numerous and many. Then why is it we have become heedless of these blessings? Why is it that we do not count these blessings daily and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them? Why is it that we do not turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we know that with Him lies the solution to all of our problems? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Now, after having stated some of these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us through Iman, will we not take advantage of these blessings? Will we not seek recourse through these blessings? Will we not reap the fruits of the very statement that we say every day? Brothers and sisters, look at the state of the Ummah. We are being attacked from all sides. We are being humiliated and disgraced. And after we have mentioned that it is only through our Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise our status again. If not for our own selves, for the well-being of our brothers and sisters across the world, will we not turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and implement His deen so that they may once again lead lives of peace and happiness like they deserve? Brothers and sisters, the actions that we do not only affect ourselves, but they affect those around us as well. How many of us think that the sins that we commit affect the rizq that descends upon us from the skies? How many of us think that? Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us that the believer or the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deprived of a rizq due to the sin that he commits. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He stops sending the rain down upon those people who transgress the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are just a few of the examples. So brothers and sisters, realize that whatever sin that you commit, you're not just affecting yourselves, but you're affecting the ummah as a whole. And until we unite and return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ummah will not come back to its highly and lofty position that it deserves. So brothers and sisters, keep this in mind when you choose the dunya over the akhirah. Keep this in mind when you're choosing Jahannam over Jannah. Keep this in mind when you're choosing congestion over peace and tranquility. Be farsighted. Look towards the future. Don't just be nearsighted. Just because you have the opportunity to get $50,000 from a bank and invest in a business, do not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in your business. But rather, try to gather from means and sources in a halal manner. And even if you don't have what is sufficient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice you in what you have. This is the tawakkul that we need to have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is when we transgress the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprives us of all good. And look at the understanding that our pious predecessors had. That they understood that their sins did not stop at themselves. Right? They understood that it did not stop at themselves. But rather it affected everything and anything. Look at the example of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala. When he was commenting about how sins affected his memory. He said, شَكَوْتُ إِلَىٰ وَكِيعٍ سُوَ حِفْظِي فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي وَقَالَ لِي إِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُعْطَاهُ الْعَاصِي. That he complained of waqi' to his teacher about a weakness and a lapse in his memory. So al-waqi' he said to him that indeed knowledge is a light of Allah, and the light of Allah is not given to someone who sins. And then you have the example of Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullahu ta'ala, one of the imams of Islam, who said that I was deprived from praying my qiyam al-layl due to a sin I committed 5 years ago. Brothers and sisters, reflect upon these signs. Turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be conscious of the sins that you commit. For indeed, it is not the severity of the sin that you commit that you should look at and concentrate on. But rather, look at the one whom you're disobeying. Look at the one whom you're disobeying and do not look at the size of the sin that you're committing. For indeed, this is where your success will lie. And when you try to become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you that consciousness. And He will grant you the tawfiq to do those good deeds that you need to be doing. Not only for your own personal success in this life and in the hereafter, but for the ummah as a whole. And that is why 17 times a day when we read Surah Al-Fatiha, we do not read, "O Allah, guide me to the straight path." You say, "Ihdina, O Allah, guide us to the straight path." Islam is a communal religion. It is not a religion of individuals. Islam is a religion that brings groups and nations together and makes them stand strong. It is not built of individual links. So brothers and sisters, keep this in mind. Because even though Islam as a community and as a nation and the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is made up of different individuals and different races and different genders and whatever else, this nation as a whole is only as strong as its weakest link. Now, which one of us can claim today that we are in a strong state of iman? Which one of us can claim that my iman is close to the iman of Abu Bakr and Umar? Which one of us can claim that I'm fulfilling all of the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered me with? Brothers and sisters, now is the time. Now is the time to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I remind you with a great commandment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with Himself first. And then He starts with the angels when He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا وإذا أحييت أحدا منا فأحيه على الإسلام وإذا توفيت أحدا منا فتوفاه على الإيمان اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى ونعوذ بك من الشر والفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم إنا نسألك بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى أن تنصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم إنا نعوذ برضاك من سخطك وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك وبك منك ولا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك وصلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وأقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا اعتدلوا فإن تصويت الصفوف من تمامة الصلاة سد الفرج. Complete the rows and fill the gaps, for indeed the completing of the rows and the straightening of the lines is part of the perfection of the prayer.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سمع
فسبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خيرا وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.